Yeah.
Slipping on the guardrail, a little frustrated there, because I seem to recall, John, as soon as the guardrail was installed, you had pointed out some deficiencies in the installation itself. So now I don't know if the current deficiencies relate to that and that we paid the bill before we should have, but I'll just point out that I recall you pointing out some bolts missing and other deficiencies day one.
Well, you know, as far as, yes, paying before, we paid it in full. And that was because, you know, I was under the impression, and I think we were told, is that the job was completed. Yet, you know, aside for some minor things, you know, and it wasn't, the details weren't mentioned. But then, you know, when those spacer blocks mysteriously got thrown a kilter, we still don't know how that happened. The assumption is that maybe the snowplow hit it or something. But then I started asking questions about it, and then I finally, I guess, got the answer from the engineer that this guardrail was placed 2 feet within the trail, whereas the specifications, the design, called for it to be on the roadway, not on the trail. And right. And the fact that it's interferes with the gas line underneath. And I always wondered why there was these yellow markings, what was going on, you know, and it's just amazing. Sometimes, you know, all these little details, you're sitting in the Board of Supervisors meeting and you got so many other questions. Some of these things just fall in on the wayside. But, you know, in the last meeting, it really came home to me that, gee, this company, Associated Paving, didn't do the job properly.
Right.
I'm not even mentioning did they do a good job or not. They didn't do the right job. And so I was kind of wondering, you know, when you have, if we ever need to hire another paving company to do another trail, if they submit a bid and it's the lowest bid, I wondered whether we have to accept it. You know, usually you have to accept the lowest bid, unless there are some things that you can throw out the lowest bid for some reasons. But it doesn't, from my conversation with the engineer and the lawyer at the last meeting, our solicitor, it doesn't seem that we'd be able to. So we can get stuck with Associated Paving again. You know, for example, the trail is supposed to be extended up to, what is, Upper Silver Lake Road there, and past Woods of Saxony, and at some point, you know, I guess when we get the money, but they will come in and make a bid, and I don't know. I don't know if I'll be a supervisor by then, but it's just incredible that, you know, they can get away with it. We shouldn't have paid them their money. As you mentioned.
Yep. I don't know if it's possible, John, whether you can have some sort of a bond on this kind of work that at least has a lifetime of 6 months or a year till after the work has been in place. But
yeah, I guess I can ask that kind of, I don't know. I suggested that we sue them. Everybody suing the township, we should start suing somebody else once in a while. You know, this doesn't seem to be the right expertise sometimes. And I don't know how this company was allowed to get away with locating that guardrail 2 feet within the trail. Who was monitoring that? You know, it should have been caught right away. And why was it up to me to, through asking questions, to finally learn what actually happened? Because the only thing the engineer said in its report, I believe, was that There were some minor corrections that needed to be done. That, you know, that was basic what they told the supervisors. So, you know, it's just incredible, in my view, that this kind of thing can happen. And I hopefully maybe we'll never hear from this company again. But like I said, I have less than 2 years to go. I have no intention of running again. I don't know. So, but I'm going to write my memoirs, and this might be an important chapter in my memoirs. Anyway.
I totally agree, John. I think in both instances, there should be one of our engineers out there inspecting things when they're in process, so they don't get completed and then they're wrong. Mm-hmm. And they shouldn't be approving and blinking at these plans where obviously avoiding utilities is a huge, that's a big deal. I mean, that's the first thing that you want to look at. You take an inventory, and wherever the utilities are, you've got to, you know, plant wide of them. So, I mean, this is, you're right. I mean, it's like common sense again. And then, you know, it was the same thing with the trees. When I looked at the map that you supplied, the trail is planned to go right next to the tree. So obviously they're cut roots where we have in our code that we're supposed to fence trees in and protect the roots. And that didn't happen, but obviously those plans were approved. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, residents complained about this guardrail. I mean, first, yeah, people didn't like it was made out of metal instead of wood. Well, that was a minor point, because civil engineer who went around and he pointed out all these problems, like the missing bolt, that kind of thing. And we, only because of that, did we drag out our engineer to come and look at what's going on and actually walk up and down the trail. Otherwise, I don't think she ever went out there. And, I mean, somebody's going to hear this and complain about me complaining about our poor engineering company. But, you know, I don't care at this point. They have to be doing, they need to do a better job, basically. And, the only reason I didn't go and walk out with them, I don't know if I was getting surgery at that point, but I had a doctor's appointment, so I couldn't make the meeting. But anyway, it's been a real, you know, problem over there. And, I don't know how or if it would be resolved. I mean, the engineer has said to us that the engineering company will work with the township manager to figure out how to deal with this problem. And that was 2 weeks ago. And so at this meeting coming up on Wednesday, I'm going to ask, well, did you and the township manager come up with a plan for how we're going to fix this problem? And I'll see what they say at that point.